Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Paul Quadros researches and writes about race and poverty in North Carolina. At the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media, he uses this experience to teach public affairs reporting.
When Professor Quadros moved to North Carolina in 1999, he began a new life amidst the end of food processing.
When the industry collapsed in Siler City, people stayed on. It became a bedroom community, and people worked everywhere else. I had lived in Los Angeles. I've lived in Chicago. I'd lived in Washington, D.C. I was a big city guy. Moving to the rural part of Chatham County and sort of experiencing a rural lifestyle, I wasn't prepared for. I didn't have any family here. I didn't have any friends here. As a reporter, that's kind of what we do. We go to where the story is, no matter where it is. So I was kind of bored. I started coaching youth soccer to alleviate that boredom. And the next thing I know, I'm hearing all this stuff in Siler City about the high school not having a varsity soccer program from the boys themselves. I did not mean to think that that was a cause of any kind. I thought it was, hey, you know, we'll talk to the principal, we'll talk to some people at the school, we'll get a program together, and the boys will be happy. And I certainly never saw myself coaching that team. I had stirred up all this trouble, and quite frankly, it was trouble because it was a new thing. And it was another thing that the longstanding community had to accommodate to, a new sports program at that high school that was traditionally football, baseball, basketball. Now these new kids had come in and they wanted something new. And the longstanding community didn't understand that. I just saw it as, hey, let's build a soccer team. Let's get something for these guys going. There was a moment in which the principal kind of looked at me and said, okay, now we need a coach. Who's going to do this? You know, it was this sort of like pregnant pause. Who is going to do this? And I said to myself, you know, I kicked up all this trouble, so I better step up. And so I became the coach. I was 100% Latino. That was an amazing day. I still have that clearly visible in my mind. The boys who had been advocating for years themselves, desperately wanting to represent their school, their community, finally had a chance to try out and to wear those school colors. I mean, it was a magical day for them. When I brought the uniforms out for them to take, that was another magical moment that they were able to don the colors of their community.
The storybook season was 2004 when Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City fielded the first state championship team of all Latinos, the Los Jets, which was eventually turned into a documentary TV series.
And I knew it was a story, but it wasn't a big story yet. And so once we won the state championship, and we were the first all-Latino team to do so in North Carolina, maybe even the South, I knew there was a story there and that it was historic in some proportion and a great American story as well. It was a television series produced by Jennifer Lopez that premiered in 2014. But it happened over several years and working the system in Hollywood and really trusting into one particular director, Mark Landsman, of the project. He and I worked together for years on developing maybe a documentary film, and that was the original sort of idea. It's not easy to get things produced in Hollywood, especially if they center around stories of people of color, especially, I think really the sticking point was me, was my particular story. I think if I hadn't been Latino myself, the coach Latino and not some other person, then it would have been an easier story to produce in Hollywood. You could have found an actor to have played that coach's position, but to have this sort of all Latino cast was radical back then, is probably radical today. You have to understand that when the program was started in 2002, Latino students at the high school just did not fit in. They were newcomers. They didn't know if they belonged to the school. They didn't have a real identity with the school. They didn't have a real identity with their community or attachment or affiliation. They felt alienated from a lot of different facets in life. And so many of the Latino students at Jordan Matthews just didn't participate in a lot of things. The success of the soccer team helped to open up those doors for all those other activities for students.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.